Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Tonight's topic is a good one. I think it's one that you're going to be able to want to share the recording of this with others. And I get to spend some time with a lady who is a member of Zuma's Scientific Advisor Board, great friend to me personally, also to our company for so many years now. She's a naturopathic doctor. So hey, when she's not out on the farm these days, taking care of the crops and helping grow some really healthy food, she's still helping lots and lots of folks through her practice enjoy more health abundance, both physically as well as mentally. And she's always great about sharing good information on this call. I want to make sure she's with us. Dr. Henrietta Alban, are you out there?
I am here. Good evening, everyone. It's great to be here. And if I sound a little bit whiskey, in preparation for a new bridge, I have a flipper. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's a false tooth that attaches to the roof of your mouth. And when I speak, I feel that I have a speech impediment. So apologies. If you don't hear it, all the better. But in case
I don't hear it. That's the good news. I don't hear it. So if it starts to get worse, I'll let you know as we get through the call.
It's just weird, you know. It's just weird. Just to me, instead of hitting my roof, I hit the roof of the top of this insert, and it's disconcerting. The insert is disconcerting. So there.
Well, you always speak so clearly and easily that I don't think we'll have a problem tonight. But tonight's topic, like I said earlier, is one that is valuable because it is becoming quite a bit of a discussed topic out in the public these days. And for the longest time, this topic was kind of like kept under wraps, at least by anybody in any authority position. And now it's coming out in the open. So I know I'm trying not to steal the thunder here tonight, but I'm going to let you take over the call and talk, and I'll jump in wherever you need me.
All right, we'll do. We're talking about the need to hydrate. We're talking about the removal of chemicals from our water systems, most notably from city waters, from community waters, from the waters where there is one water authority which will take the liberty of adding X amount of fluoride. The EPA put a new recommendation together maybe 4 or 5 years ago before COVID. I think it was 0.7 parts per million. I don't know what the other quantity is, parts per million in what, in municipal water. If you're interested in this topic, there is a father and son team. I don't know if the father is still alive, but they are Connet, C-O-N-N-E-T. And if you put that name in, Connet and fluoride, up comes the American Fluoridation Society. It is incredibly important that even after the fact of government officials and EPA and all the health departments everywhere having denied any issue, the fact remains that most developed countries do not fluoridate their water, all right? There is really no reason why we need fluoride added to water, and I will tell you that the Dental Association, and they did a small study whereby they found that fluoride topically, okay, get this, not internally inside the body, not physiologically, not biologically, but topically applied to the surface of the teeth seemed to make the teeth a little bit firmer, a little bit thicker. Based on that, they decided to fluoridate entire populations. And when I used to live in the city, there was no way to get away. It was in your shower. It was in your drinking water. Yes, I had filters, and no, I never drank that water. But many people didn't have that choice. Many inner city people don't have the financial wherewithal to do this. And many inner city people have, get ready for this, they have lower IQs because of the fluoridation. And this call is not about fluoride only. It's about water and drinking and being really safe and filtering the water. But you can easily find out. So again, Connet, C-O-N-N-E-T-T, and American Fluoridation Society. Now, our wonderful governor of Florida, DeSantis, has just declared that there would be no longer any fluoridation allowed in any of America's cities. My suspicion, and that's a personal opinion, it's not Zuma's position, but my position in having looked at the research for years, and I used to lecture this for, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 or more years ago, that even in with school children and in schools in Reading, that what it actually does. And the research also has shown that, in fact, boys in particular have larger amounts of bone cancer when all they can drink is fluoridated water. IQ drops by multiple points for children who are fluoridated. So if I had to look at the mineralization of my bones with fluoride, I would have to say that it cracks them. This is a non-scientific explanation for it, but it is much, much too harsh. So the countries with widespread water fluoridation programs are Australia, the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Ireland, Spain, Israel, Brazil, Brunei, Chile, Argentina, Colombia, Hong Kong, South Korea, and the list goes on all across Asia. And when they have come to the research and did not repress their health truth, which is what we have had until now, they stopped using fluoridation. Now, we have in America an area you could actually call your own water resource department. Each community has something similar, or the county does, and ask if they're fluoridating their water if you don't already know. What is possible, and I tried to do that in the city I was in, to get a petition together to stop using fluoridation, and the answers I got multiple times was that, well, the EPA said this was safe, and so we're doing it. There's a huge payoff in the background of all of this, because this isn't actually fluoride. It isn't fluorine, which is a natural substance. What it is, in fact, is a byproduct of phosphate and other fertilizers production. It comes from China, and it's called hexafluorosilic acid. I have seen this with my own eyes. You drop it on concrete, and the concrete melts, literally gets grooves and cuts in it. It is disgusting. And you think that children drink this is not going to hurt them, and adults drinking this is not going to hurt them? It's always getting the poorest of the poor who cannot afford not to drink that water. So enough of the sad story about it. It is taking on a different picture now, in that DeSantis is the first one to ban it officially. But Bobby Kennedy Jr., he fights with a sword and a shield for the health of the American people. And just for that alone, I am so grateful, because suddenly all that hidden stuff that those of us in the field of natural health have known for a very long time are now in the place of not saying I told you so, but there is so much hope with all of us who are in this field that the truth will finally hit people, and hit people directly. There's two topics, actually, tonight that I wanted to address. And obviously, one is the fluoridation of water, other chemicals in it. And you know what I always found interesting is that there's 99% of filters, water filters, would not be able to remove chlorine or fluoride, one or the other. And most often it was fluoride, because I would take probably a bet on the fact that they were not allowed to manufacture those chemicals out of the water. So people got into having reverse osmosis, RO systems in their bodies, and that takes out all the good stuff too. So there was no win-win. And with the fluoride out and another look at chemicals in the water, I think we should be in a much better condition health-wise, including the people who live in inner cities. It's going to be horrific, especially in cities, to rebuild and the plumbing in older homes, in brownstones. That alone is going to take a lot of work and a lot of change. However, it will be nice when fluoride no longer corrodes our copper pipes and everything else, because there's still cities that will not allow polyurethane. No, what is it called? The plastic type water pipes. They still insist on copper, and fluoride attacks.
Right, so, and they call them PEX, Tex. Yeah, that's what the type of material they call the plastic water pipes. It's called
Tex. Oh, it's PVC.
Material.
It's PVC.
Right. I was using the technical name.
Okay. Yeah, I know it is PVC, but yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, the other topic we wanted to touch on, this is just the beginning of the water, but the other topic is sleep. And they are tightly connected, those two issues, right? Because if you are not hydrated really well, and I mean really well, it's the time for playing around with this is so passe. It's so done. You need half your body weight in water ounces every day. And if you need more, your body will let you know. And get prepared to be consistent for at least 6 months, if not more, until your body is fully sure that you are not playing with it and you're actually going to give it the level of hydration that's necessary. Now, we obviously have our flagship product is X2O. And this for the simple reason that for the past 30 years, it has worked. So the company may not be 30 years old, but the X2O certainly has been around for a very long time. It's a good product. It's a solid product. It has solid science behind it. And not only does it filter the water wherever you are, if you give it a chance, put a bag or two in when you're somewhere you're not sure about the water. I wouldn't necessarily test it with Montezuma's Revenge right off the bat, but I also don't have any personal experience with doing that. However, river water can be filtered with it. Also, regular tap water, removing the chlorine from city water, for example, is to boil it and then let it stand overnight covered. And by morning, that water is pure and drinkable. However, when we have X2O, we are doing very well. So in places where I've traveled, I used one sachet for 20 ounces or so to just purify the water, clean it up, and then I used another one to infuse it with the natural minerals, the trace minerals that X2O contains. And that's actually really worked well for me. What do you think, Ken? Have you had that experience?
Yeah, actually I have. And what's interesting is, and I think probably anybody listening tonight can relate to this, once you start using X2O in your water, it's hard to drink water without it. I mean, I just find that the difference in the experience of drinking water with X2O versus without it, there's a notable difference, especially if you're in tune with your body.
Yeah, I agree. I think I said on this call many times, maybe not recently, after I started drinking X2O all these 20 years plus ago, I was unable to get it for a while. I forget why that way, but anyway, I got it again, and I got a bunch of packs, and I started drinking it, and it was like my mouth went to it. It couldn't stop. My lips went to the glass. You know, it's like I had no longer, it's a little bit like childbirth, not quite as dramatic, but the lips go to the glass and the water and you can't stop drinking. And the thing that is so beautiful for all of you who have really not had X2O, let's just say for a week, for example, and then you have it, the softness and the smoothness of this water is unbelievable. It goes down, the molecular structure is not necessarily smaller, but the water tension is easier to absorb. So it does your mouth good. You know, it's like you have it, you can feel it inside your mouth, your tongue, everything. So anyway, that was my experience. And I'm waxing positive on the experience, which I enjoyed. I'm sure many people have been baking X2O for years, have the same experience. It's just really
Absolutely.
Lovely.
Yeah, there's no doubt. But once you start using it, it's hard to get away from it. And that's a good thing, because I think you'd agree with this. That's the body's way of saying, hey, this is good for me. I like this. Please give me more. I think the body is pretty good at signaling us of what's important and what's good and what we should be having more of. So, I would agree with you 100%. You mentioned sleep, so I know that was a topic you wanted to hit as well. So what are your thoughts on that part of it?
I'll get there in a minute. I know we have limited time after my excursion into fluoridation. I just wanted to say that for those who say their children or they don't like to drink water, try the extra in water. It will work differently. And at the same time, in anything that's not carbonated, so don't use it in beer, you can use the X2O sachets in milk, in juice, in anything that your kids would prefer, and it alkalizes all of it. Okay, so we have never shied away from making those suggestions because that is an important addition to your options. If, for example, you can't get clean water somewhere, but you can get a juice, well, put an X2O in there and you'll get the same minerals. It is a different, maybe a different issue. It's not as easy as it would be with water, but you don't have to worry that you're not getting your trace minerals and all of that. So just wanted to throw that in. Sleep, yeah. Rest, sleep, the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the nervous system that's responsible for rest, relaxation, and obviously rebuilding, regenerating, which happens at night, which happens when we're not looking, which happens when we are asleep. When you go to bed, and that's the time when your brain decides to start working overtime, lots of people have that, I would suggest you take a look at your cortisol levels. Cortisol, adrenaline, these are stress hormones, and they're very much connected to all the other hormones as well. So while you can take a stress test or have your cortisol tested, the way I do it in my practice is I use a spit test that takes the baseline in the morning and then takes the more saliva, it's a vial that you just spit into, four more times a day so that you have your baseline first thing in the morning, then you have it in the mid-morning, then you have it at lunch, and you have it at dinner and at nighttime. This will tell you exactly where you're fluctuating. Ideally, your cortisol is high in the morning, so you're rest up and you're turned on for a fresh new day and you have energy. And it comes down afternoon, late afternoon, slower by 6. And by sleep time, let's say 9 o'clock, 9:30, it is to be lowest. For the most part, when we have stress issues, that's not the case. So that is one way to test this. And then hydration is deeply connected with what the body does at night. So drinking X2O water, being in a space of complete relaxation, try not to do any kind of phone or computer work an hour to 2 hours before you intend to sleep. Create a sleep routine. I know this isn't new, but so many people are still not getting it. Can you decide that you will slow down 2 hours before sleep? Television is out of the question, because what you'll see there is intended to entice you to stress or to stress you out or to make you afraid or to tell you what medication you must have now because you're not sleeping and all of that. So that's completely useless. Plus, there is blue light in the computers, in your phones, even if you have glasses, maybe even if you have blue screen television, it doesn't make any difference. Read a book, and if you don't like reading, listen to a book, something soothing, something enjoyable, and then maybe meditate, maybe take a warm bath, not a hot one, but a warm one, and if you don't like the whole bath, maybe you'll have a foot bath. All of this requires you're consciously choosing self-care. And in self-care, we're going to a place where this is my time. It's no longer a question of do I deserve it or not? Do I have time or not? No, it's a priority. And I will tell you that after almost, after five decades of thinking about stuff like that, it's just been my life. Especially now when it's so crazy and there's so much going on and the sunspots are going nuts at the moment and all of this information that is coming to us, even when we thought there may have been something, we discussed this recently among friends, is that if you knew everything that we knew over the last, 4 or 5 years, because we were suspicious enough and because we were educated enough to not believe just mainstream media for whatever reason, For us, this is a time of release. For people who are just finding out that they've been duped, it's very stressful and very hard. And the I told you so doesn't work. So we've always known that there will be people who come to this at a less protected time. And thank God for Bobby Kennedy in the health, as the health chief. They're doing so much behind the scenes to avoid all those insults that we have to endure, from fluoride to pollution to chemtrails to all of that. So in due course, things will get better. So hang in there, and in the meantime, create a beautiful self-care evening for yourself. This is beyond mani-pedi or getting your hair done. This is something where you consciously commune with yourself and maybe with God, you know, meditation, prayer, listening to affirmations, soft music. I know it sounds maybe wishy-washy, but to me, there's nothing better. I have a red light bed, and sometimes when I am a little wired up, I go lie down. And that a red light therapy session for 20 minutes, and then I go to sleep. So sleep and hydration are so intimately connected. The hydration helping your body cleanse overnight. It takes care of your kidney cleansing. This is why, or everything cleansing. This is why in the morning we suggest that you take a 16-ounce glass of water with X2O and drink it down. Flush out the kidney waste. Flush out the waste from the restoring of the body from what we don't need anymore. And what I have done for some time, you know, we have the metabolized PM. It's not a bad thing if you need help to go to sleep. You know, it is helpful. It's helpful. The omega 375 is also very helpful, as is and are the antioxidants and the vitamins, both in the and Life Source, the multivitamin.
Yes,
I'm
Life
going
Source.
Blank. Life Source.
You having a senior moment?
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I deserve one. I'm in my mid-70s, so I get to have them at 9 o'clock at night. It's like a half hour before my own self-care. Yes.
One of the things that I think we would both agree on if we got really deep into this topic of sleep is that there's so many things that will lead to poor sleep if we're not careful. You mentioned several of them already. One of the things that I realize is that nutrition does play a role, and that's what you're getting at, which I appreciate. You know, whether it's the nutrients like we find in the Life Source, or it's the nutrients that we find in Berry Balance, the omegas, all of them have a contributory factor to giving that body the restful sleep it needs. Mm-hmm. The one thing that's interesting, though, is we've found, and this actually ties into the X2O sachets, is we found a lot of people who are more worried about getting up in the middle of the night because they've consumed too much liquid towards the end of the day. They kind of back off of drinking the X2O because they don't want to get up in the middle of the night. And I understand and respect that. But the one thing that's really true is the X2O Plus has been, for a lot of people, a huge help to the sleep cycle because, of course, you've got all those wonderful, you know, X2O minerals in a capsule form, you know, combined with the vitamin D3, the K2, the additional magnesium, and it just seems to be, for a lot of people, a surprise in a good way that when they're using that in the evenings, not only are they shoring up some of those great minerals, you know, that they weren't maybe getting through the water later in the day, but they're obviously getting some other nutrients that are supporting that restful sleep cycle. So, you know, we didn't intend necessarily for the X2O Plus to be a sleep aid, but it's interesting. A lot of people mentioned that it has helped them in that area. So you might want to just comment on some of the reasons why that might be.
Well, I mean, primarily when we hydrate and we have these soothing other ingredients in our system, it's headed for a different absorption. It's a slower absorption than hydration. Hydration is available in our bloodstream almost immediately, whereas when we take a capsule, it is almost like a time release, although it's not, you know, suggested as that, but just simply because it goes through the system of the digestive system, it takes a little longer, and it doesn't show up like pure water. It shows up, plus, I mean, with the ingredients that are in it, it has its own pathway, I want to say, and so it does not lead to extra peeing in the middle of the night. That, however, I would like to say something to as well, because when you drink, start drinking in the morning, water that is, drink water in the morning, start there, flush out the system. I have found that over my, oh God, almost 30 years of practice, really, really important. You support your body, you start in the morning, and every time in between meals, when you are think you're hungry, drink some water. And the thing is, if you feel that the XRO PM will help you, then or would prefer that, I would certainly suggest using it. It's just I am so ingrained with the sachets, I actually did not think about this one. Because I just go with the sachets. So anyway, the point being that you can easily do one or the other and find that hydration. If you can drink the majority of your water in the morning, or drink at least half, if not three quarters of the water in the morning, in the course of the morning, and always between meals, never with or not for an hour after meals, please. Because you don't want to dilute your system, you don't want to dilute the important work your digestive tract is doing. So, I mean, that's pretty much it, isn't it?
Sorry, it was me. Yeah, I would say that's true, because the one thing that I realize, and this is just, again, I know we're getting close on the end of our call time here, but I feel like a lot of people discount the fact that when they're properly nutritionally fortified, that can actually lead to better quality sleep. I think sometimes we look at the outside factors. You know, do I have a good mattress? Is my pillow comfy enough? You know, and
yeah.
I like what you said about, you know, staying away from, you know, the blue light. Is the phones, the computers, all that's good information. But, you know, beyond that, if we are nutritionally bankrupt, if our bodies are not nutritionally fortified, you know, we're not doing well in general. And sleep is one of the things that's affected. But you're right, it's so rarely connected to that. It's always connected to all these outside things. So
you're
I'm
right.
Glad that we're talking about this tonight, because it is important. And here's the proof in the pudding, so to speak. Anybody listening to this call tonight, I challenge you to think about this for a moment. The people you know who struggle with sleep the most, think about their health habits. Are they healthy people or unhealthy people, right? And that's a great way to do an analogy of it, because I find that people I know personally who struggle with sleep the most tend to have the worst health habits. But those who seem to sleep like a baby seem to be pretty good stewards of their health. There's definitely a connection there.
I think there is also the connection of their own psychological profile and their psychic ability to calm themselves down. People who tend to be hyper or who have some mental instabilities, of course, have a much harder time with all of this. I've just worked with a client this afternoon. When she was 21, she's now in her late 30s. She got put on a mass amount of medication and recently, in a conversation with her sister, she was compelled to take herself off one of them and was surprised to find that she's no longer having brain fog and can actually concentrate and didn't feel so insecure all the time. When we speak of health, we speak of a capacity to be able to fend for ourselves, to be able to make sense of our lives, not to be artificially or otherwise induced to have to worry all the time. And that is definitely a question of diet as well, as you pointed out, Ken. Stop eating sugar. Did you know that diabetes 3 is Alzheimer's? Well, Alzheimer's is fed by sugar. Cancer is fed by sugar. We've known that. But it's definitely Alzheimer's that will fail you. And one of the most important things with that is people who don't sleep well are more prone to have mental deficiencies. So that's not fun either.
The other thing that I'm just going to reiterate for everybody listening in before we close the call tonight is, guys, I'm excited, as you heard Henrietta say as well, she's excited. Finally, forever, I've been hoping that somebody at the highest levels in our government would start paying attention to some of the simplest, easiest decisions to make such as we're seeing, you know, taking petroleum-based dyes out of our foods. I mean, that just makes such common sense, but it's finally great to see that it's actually in motion. But the fluoride thing is something we're going to start hearing a lot more about. And, of course, you know, this is a good thing because we still have, even though those of us may be listening in on this call tonight are of this, you know, mindset that we wouldn't be drinking tap water, the shocking number of people across the United States that still drink municipal tap water is baffling to me. But again, that's usually loaded with all kinds of stuff, including fluoride. And if we can remove at least one of these toxins out of the water supply, it's just good for overall general health for our society and our population. And it's just good stuff. It's a good time to be in the health and wellness industry. It's a great time to celebrate these small wins, because these small wins, in my opinion, can lead to bigger things. And that, quite honestly, is what Zuma's mission is all about. And we talk about changing the health of a generation. We do that with every bit of our being and who we are, and we do it with the help of people like Dr. Henrietta. But we also understand that as the world, or as our government agencies, as an example, start to move in that more holistic direction, it makes our job as a health and wellness company and your job in sharing these things like Zuma offers with other people much easier. And so that's the excitement that Henrietta and I share about what's going on with the fluoride conversation, because we think it's going to lead to a lot of other great conversations down the road here. So any final thoughts or comments before we wrap up here, Henrietta?
Well, I know I've jumped around a lot, but the thing is that become conscious of what actually feels good. In my women's group, I recently asked the question, how well do you know yourself? And that means that not in that moment when you ask the question and you're sitting comfortably in a circle of women whom you trust, but actually in your life. And a couple of people from the group had comments days later to me that said, you know, I've got to think about this. And I was looking at how I'm responding in this situation and in this situation, and I'm nowhere near as aware or in charge as I thought I was. I'm much more susceptible than I thought I would be. So these are the same thing is true of our habitual mentally focused habits. So when you actually consciously drink a glass of X2O, and you're not used to doing it, give yourself a break and drink that water with gratitude. Feel the light that enters your body. Feel the light, because water is light, okay? Feel the hydration that is going on. Be conscious when you eat something. And as to hydration in general, X2O or not, drink or eat lots of, high water containing foods, watermelon, cucumbers, celery, berries, apples, oranges, grapefruits, lemons, all of them. Just so wonderful and nutritious.
Well, Henrietta, that was great advice, and we did cover a lot of ground, but I think we covered some great topics. So as always, I appreciate you sharing your time and your thoughts, and most importantly, your wisdom with everybody listening in tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And folks, thanks for listening in tonight. Again, appreciate you guys tuning in live. And as always, we are recording this call. Feel free to access this and many, many others right through your Zuma.com website. Simply log in and you'll find a weekly calls tab, and you'll find some great archives of all kinds of health information calls that we've done over the past few months. So I encourage you to check that out as well. But until next time, remember the first and third Thursday of every single month is when we do this call. That means our next call will be the first Thursday in June. So we look forward to having you on that. Until then, folks, take care. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.